Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, I was binging podcasts probably like you're doing right now. And the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you. At dropshipbreakthrough.com/go, you can see a free training where John walks you through one of our businesses and shows you what the site looks like, what the process is for setting up one of these stores, and how you can take your next steps to setting up your own high-ticket dropshipping business. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Welcome back to another episode of Tactical Tuesday on the Dropship Podcast. Today, we are going to talk about things John and I wish we knew before we started high-ticket dropshipping, and probably some things you either may or may not have thought about. If you thought about it, hopefully we answer your questions today. But you know, ideally, we touch on some things that we wish we knew before we started that will help you avoid, I don't want to call them craters, but potential craters moving ahead, or problems you're going to have to solve that you don't need to solve because we encountered them. And I just want to jump right in, right? If you've listened to the previous Tactical Tuesdays, episode 6 is Dropshipping Too Competitive is one of the things I wish I knew out of the gate. So John and I, we both learned from the same person a very, very long time ago. And we just learned how to start. And that's all we ever learned. But I don't think we even learned that very well, John. Like, I don't think I had any advice on niche selection or whether to be in a competitive niche or not a competitive niche, or like how to understand a market, or really the one thing I definitely didn't learn was like the who behind. Like, you're not just selling products, you're selling to a person. There's a person behind that screen. And I definitely didn't learn that when I was first starting out.
No, absolutely. And I'll be a second for that. I mean, particularly on the competition element, I went into a market with my first site that was way too competitive. Right. If I had my time again, I definitely would not have done that. Now, I mean, that site worked out for me, I'm not going to lie, but it was a ton of work. It was really much harder than it needed to be if I had have taken another option, which with hindsight, you know, I could find much better ones to start with now. So yeah, definitely. I wish I knew how to properly research and find the best opportunities for sure.
We addressed that a little bit on episode 6, and I'll mention it here again. Literally, we walk you through this process on the niche selection side in our webinar. So for absolutely free, go to dropshipbreakthrough.com and click the free training, and you can watch John walk you through this whole process for free. All right, next up, for me, it's business structure. And again, we touched on this a little bit in the previous episode. I wish I would have understood anything about business structure whatsoever when I started. I do wonder if it's like a whole, I don't want it to be something people think too much about. And that would have caused me to take way too many steps I didn't necessarily need to take in order to just get sales, which is all that matters. Sales is all that matters. Money solves a lot of problems. But I do wish I understood a little bit of business structure, which would have helped me understand how to structure my business, how to do some of the other things that I have on my list here too, of like doing your books properly, and credit card rewards, which, you know what, before we get to, like, I'm going to rant on that. So why don't you talk a little bit about, like, did you wish you knew about business structure in Australia? Did you just get started, you know, completely guessing?
Yeah, well, like I think we mentioned on the last episode, actually, we talked a bit about business structure and, you know, what you should choose. In Australia, that's probably a little bit of a simpler thing than in the US. But one thing I did wish I knew more about that's linked to that is, it's like just tracking my finances for the business. Like, and doing your basic books, like as you just mentioned, you know, I was terrible with that for my first business, and you know, it did make it hard to know at times when you're profitable, when you're not profitable, and also when it came to, like, I ended up selling that business, you know, down the track a little bit, I had to go back and do a ton of work that if I had been doing my books properly from the beginning, I wouldn't have had to do. And possibly there were just some things that I couldn't answer, and maybe my sale price would have even been a bit higher if I had have kept better books the whole way through, to be honest. So I do wish I knew that. And once again, in Dropship Breakthrough, we have a good friend of ours, Isaac Smith, who specializes in doing books for high ticket dropshipping businesses. He teaches you exactly how to set up your books right from the beginning. So you're tracking your money, you know when you're profitable, all that sort of stuff. And so we help you get that in place with actual examples of spreadsheets and things you can use.
Well, what you don't measure doesn't grow, right? And so when you don't have books and you're commingling your bank account and your credit cards, you kind of really don't know how you're doing. It seems like you're doing good, but it's very hard to tell. And so, yeah, I think it was like 2 years into actually doing all this before I stumbled into my friend Corey's wife created a spreadsheet for me. It ended up being very, very simple. I thought it would be this huge headache, you know. Redoing all the old stuff was a headache, but keeping track of it as you go is actually pretty simple. So I wish I knew that. And I wish I knew credit card points. If you are in America, you can get two credit cards that will absolutely delight you as you grow your business. You don't even need to make money in your business. If you're losing money in your business, these credit card reward points can be a savior. But if you simply use the Amex Gold for all of your ad spend and you use the Capital One Spark card for all of your supplier purchases, it adds up very, very quickly that you're going to get 2% back on all the products you're already buying. So if you sell $50,000 in your store and $35,000 of that needs to go to your suppliers, you're going to get 2% back on that $35,000 that you had to spend that month. You have to spend this for your business in order to operate your business. Your customer's paying for that. You're just simply putting it on the credit card and then using the customer's money to pay it off. So 2% back on that. And then you're going to get 4X on your first $150K in ad spend, which if you have a decent business, you're easily going to spend $150K a year in ad spend. And you're going to get 4x points back for that, which is 600,000 points a year from Amex. And I can fly anywhere in this country out of Minneapolis for about 40 to 60,000 points first class. So since I discovered this, which was a couple years in as well, I've only flown first class and I will never fucking go back. And I encourage anyone listening to this, start your business, run it properly with credit card rewards, and you will always fly first class for the rest of your life. And you will never go back. And believe me, it's worth it. I don't care. I know there's some people listening to this who are cheap and they're like, well, you know, dad always taught me to sit in the cheap seat and save some money. Fuck that. Sit up front in the nice comfy seat and do it for free. From your business, simply from your expenses in your business. Man, I wish I knew that earlier.
Yeah, totally. And look, while, you know, I mean, credit card points and all that sort of thing doesn't work as well outside of the US, as in the offers are not that generous, they're still there. So, I mean, you can still, you know, get in Australia, get credit cards with rewards of, you know, points for when you spend money. And while it's not as amazing, you can still get, like you say, decent flights out of it, all that sort of thing. You know, and it's, you really should be squeezing every opportunity you can out of your business, right? I mean, it still equates to money, and you know, it's still like profit from your business. So you should absolutely do that.
Well, it's things you're going to spend anyway, right? So you literally, yeah. you have to pay for every product from your supplier to ship it to your customer, right? You have to pay for your ads. You have to pay for Shopify. You have to pay for Grasshopper. And you know, we kind of, either went through this or we're about to go through this in some of the things that you need in your business. We did episode 5, how much does it cost to start dropshipping? We went through some of this stuff. All of those expenses add up, and that's fine. They're baked into your business. They come out of your profit margin at the end of the day. But if you're going to spend that money anyway, why not make money on the money you're spending? I know there's some people listening to this who are like, my daddy taught me not to have debt, ever have debt. Debt's a terrible thing. I disagree. This isn't debt even anyway, right? It's literally like you're fronting money from a credit card that's already coming in the back door from the customers. Yeah, such a no-brainer. Leverage your expenses here. And then, yeah, if you're anything like me and you love to travel, sitting up front, like I flew to Thailand, and home from Thailand, home from China once in Delta One, where you get to lay down and just relax. Let me tell you, that's the best way to take 24 hours worth of plane rides is laying down in your seat versus sitting back in coach. I promise you that. And so, yeah, man, I wish I knew that earlier. What else, John? What else do you have on this list? Hey, just want to jump in here real quick and say, if you're loving this show, the number one thing you can do to help us out is simply go to Spotify or iTunes or whatever you're listening on and smash that follow button, that subscribe button, and leave us a review. It really does help us reach more people. And if you've got a friend that you know should be listening to this, send the podcast over to them. We'd love to have them join us as well. And real quick, two quick resources I have for you. If you want to join us in our free Facebook group, you can find that at facebook.com/groups/dropship tribe, or just search the Dropship Tribe. And we also have a paid version of this podcast where you can get even more of John and I in longer form content. You can find that on Patreon at patreon.com/dropship podcast. All right, back to the show.
Yeah, look, I think it's a bit down the track for as far as this podcast is concerned. I mean, this kind of stuff we'll touch on in future episodes, but definitely, I wish I knew earlier on more about how to market a high ticket dropshipping business, right? We've talked a lot about setting one up and building it so far and that sort of thing on this podcast. But after you launch your business, you've got to then grow it. And I think for my first couple of years, I only had a fairly basic sense of how to do that. And that's okay in the beginning when you're first starting out. But if you really want to build a really long-term successful business, you've got to have a good marketing strategy. And it took me a while to work that out. And I definitely wish that there was someone around at the time that could have shown me the reality of growing a high-ticket dropshipping business, because I definitely didn't have that early on.
I think that's what sets our course apart too. Not to pimp our course out here, but a lot of courses that teach similar things to us only teach you how to start. And John and I really made a point of like how to grow your business. There's so many facets to growing your business, and there's a real opportunity to scale these things to some very, very big numbers. John and I have both worked with businesses that have gone to eight figures. I worked with one that went from 1 million to 11 million in just 2 years, just by pulling the right levers here. And so we want to teach people the right way to market your business. And Dropship Breakthrough has both, here's how to get started, and then all the things you're going to need after that on how to grow your business. So I wish I knew that too, John. I discovered a lot of it the hard way. I'm glad I did. I fell in love with SEO in this process. I didn't even know what SEO was when I started, but man, I fell in love with search engine optimization. And it's a big lever to pull in your business. The other thing I would mention, John, is I think you and I were both sold a bill of goods that we could start a business and live on a beach in Thailand, work 1 hour a day and live off our laptop. And did I buy into that? I was only making like $2,000 a month at my job, but the idea of like living with my now ex-wife, my wife at the time, on a beach in Thailand, making $2,000, that sold me. And the reality is you could do that. You really could do that. If that's the lifestyle you choose, you could do that. But I promise you, once you make your first dollar online, you're not going to stop at $2,000 a month. And you're also going to realize that you still don't need to work 40 hours a week in order to build a very big business and be able to travel the world and do things like that. But I was definitely sold on the 4 hour work week vision, and living in Thailand on a beach somewhere. And it's just, it's not true. Again, I think you can pull it off eventually, but it's not what I was sold. It's not the bill of goods I was sold.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, you can definitely run one of these businesses from anywhere in the world, right? I think the bit that I was oversold on was that it seemed a bit easier. Like it was sold as easy, right? Like as in, yeah, you're going to launch a business and then you're going to be working a few hours a week or something like that. And while you can do it from anywhere in the world, if you want to grow a good business doing this, you're not going to be working a few hours a week in the beginning, right? It takes some real consistent effort to build a decent business of any type. There is no business that you can just shortcut and you're making $1 million, right? It doesn't exist. And so I kind of wish I was a bit more prepared for what lay ahead early on. And it hadn't been sold that way. Like I would have been fine with it either way, but I guess it did lead initially when I first started to some frustration, like around, I was thinking, well, am I doing something wrong? It's taking longer than I thought it would take, or it's taking more work than I thought it would take, or whatever. I must be doing something wrong. And I think that was because my expectation going in wasn't quite right.
I think we've been very careful with our words. It was something that we talked about a lot before we started building Dropship Breakthrough. Was easy. Easy is not the right word here. Nothing in life is easy, literally nothing. And if you want to change your life, you're going to have to put in some work. The process itself is simple, though. Most of the steps are simple, but they do take effort, right? And maybe we've talked about this before. We definitely have on our paid podcast of, you have two sources of income, or two sources that you can spend money, or you can spend your time. And like you said, I don't think I was told that in the beginning. I was told it would just start off as the 4 hour work week. You can get there, but that's not how it is in the beginning. There's a lot of work to do, right? And you can pay somebody to do that, so that you can live the 4 hour work week, or you can put the effort in, which is going to take some effort. You're building a real business here. This isn't a get rich quick scheme, and you're not going to fly to $1 million right out of the gates. You're going to have to put in some work and build the foundation by which you continue to grow that business over time.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing, right? I mean, honestly, I love the process. I fell in love with it, which is why I still do it today. And it's addictive. It's not a bad thing that you have to do that work, but totally. I mean, if you're somebody who tries to look for easy solutions, well, this ain't it. And nothing is, you're going to be disappointed.
I think the other thing that I wish I knew before I started was this wasn't a journey into building businesses. This was a journey into myself. I learned more about me personally and my own limiting beliefs through the process of entrepreneurship than I've ever learned in my entire life. All of your bullshit is going to boil to the top. It's usually why people quit so early, because they're looking for an excuse to stop because their brain's telling them they're not good enough, they're not smart enough, they're not worthy, they don't deserve this, whatever is your bullshit, it's going to boil up. And I wish somebody had told me that. I didn't discover that until 3-4 years into the business. I went to a mastermind where I thought I was going to learn marketing, and I bawled my eyes out for 2 days straight, where we just worked on what my good friend George called your stinky fish. Your bullshit's going to boil up here. And if you don't have a plan to deal with that, to go around it, it's going to really eat at you. And so one way I found to go around that, and it's just a real tip I try to give to everybody, is set your vision. Where do you want to be in 5 years? And you'll stop worrying about 5 days from now or 5 months from now when you really worry about where you want to be in 5 years from now. And a great book for this is by Cameron Harold. It's called Vivid Vision. It'll cost you $12. If that's the only thing you do this month is spend $12 and read that book and do what it tells you to do in that book, I promise you're going to have a new outlook on like where you want to go and what that looks like.
Yep, totally. I'm a second for that book. Great book. Great book, great exercise to go through. And it really, really sets you up early on in your business if you go through that exercise.
At some point, maybe we'll talk about all the things I cried about. But mindset is definitely something I learned about. You got anything else, John, or is that it?
No, that's it. Literally, those were the big things for me. And I really think of those things, probably the one for me was, yeah. And it's always one of the most... the things people talk about the least early on, but really, yeah, how I was set up mentally to deal with the journey. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing for me.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.